now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, our very special guest is Sue Plavetic. Sue Plavetic returns to talk about what's been going on with her. She is a, I don't know the technical term for it, a spirit releaser, a house cleaner, in a nutshell, and there's a lot more to it than this. Sue goes around to homes that are being haunted or having poltergeist or ghostly or other supernatural, even ET or interdimensional activity, and she finds out what's going on there, what entities are involved, and then she moves them out so the families involved can live a peaceful life. And she's been on our show before, told a really fascinating, compelling story. So I'm really pleased to have her back on the show. So without any further ado, Sue Plavetic, welcome back to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Hi, James. Thank you for having me back on. I'm really excited about this today.
Yeah, me too. Well, tell us what's been going on since the last time you've been on the show, Sue. And if you don't mind, tell us without, you know, revealing any names or breaking any confidences, any interesting cases that you've been working on lately.
Yes, there's been a few. I'm getting a lot of clusters in regards to suburbs. So I've been going to a few homes in locally around here. There's been a lot of activity in Clyde North, actually, which is a suburb near me here. A lot of disturbances in homes. It's more most likely looking into like entities in the homes. And what they're doing is they're causing aggression, causing depression, causing a lot of domestic disturbances, fighting. So I'm looking into those a lot recently, a lot of cluster attacks as well through homes and people. So there's been a lot going on, actually. And I've also actually found that there's a lot of people getting attacked through entities and attachments too. We're going through a really big shift in energy at the moment. And I'm finding there's a lot of things coming out from people from their past lives and from their childhood and from trauma, from, you know, generational lines. It's all coming forward and it's all bringing up these emotions and triggers and things that need to be dealt with. And these entities are attaching to that and causing a lot of chaos. And that includes in homes as well as people. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And I'm also finding there's a lot of disturbances on land or clusters of land in areas and suburbs. So it's like the land is retaining a lot of this energy and it's starting to bring it forward and it's causing a lot of chaos and disturbances.
Is it like along a straight line, along a ley line, or does it just vary? Have you noticed any kind of a pattern?
The patterns I have noticed are a lot of it's near the towers, like the phone towers, and a lot of electromagnetic energy like that. Yeah. So I've noticed a lot of energies to do with that. But I've also noticed, like, where I've been going a lot lately, it's been old farmland. So that old farmland has been overtaken, obviously, and purchased by either councils or builders, and I think some of those farmers have been kicked off that land. Like, they're probably, you know, weren't happy about it, some of the suburbs I've been going to. And I've also been finding, I'm not sure if I spoke to you about last time, some land that was in Melbourne somewhere, like a whole lot of units that was on their townhouses, and it was linked to land from witches.
Really?
So that was a really interesting case. I've just got that downloaded in my head then.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That one's a really interesting one.
You must have been near your phone a moment ago. So if you wouldn't mind, Sue, just speak closer to the phone so your audio is picked up a lot better.
Okay.
That's fine.
These energies do interfere with my electronics a lot.
definitely.
Yeah, okay. So what I was saying is I've been to a case recently that you might find really interesting. When I went there, I found that the land was owned by witches. So, and what they've done is they've sold this land and they've built a lot of townhouses on there. So one of these clients that called me, actually said that she had some issues with her spouse's or husband's behaviour. He used to be a really calm kind of man. All of a sudden, he started taking up hunting, like shooting animals and things. And she wasn't quite sure what was going on. And he'd get to the point where he'd bring, you know, animals, like the carcasses or whatever, home. He was doing strange things and stuffing the animals. And she was just saying, you know, what's going on here? So when I actually got there, when I go to houses, I always walk through the homes and I actually have a look to see what's going on. I go through each room and I was finding there was a lot of activity, I see a lot of shadows, like a lot of entities. The ones I'm finding the most of You know the ones in, from Harry Potter, the Dementor-looking things?
No, I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, they look like the Grim Reaper kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that kind of energy. So I've been seeing a lot of those lately. You know, at this home, there was a lot of activity inside the house, and the children were all getting up at night and crying, and, you know, there was cold spots in the house. There was aggressive kind of behaviours. There was also problems with money, like finances, depression, and changes of behaviour. And when I went there, I had a look through the home, and it wasn't until I got into the backyard that I went on the side of the house and I actually saw a vision of a witch. And I said to the owner, I said, I'm not sure why, but I'm seeing a witch here, the spirit of a witch, an entity of a witch. And she said to me, oh, I think this land was owned by witches.
Wow.
Yes, yes. So these witches, obviously they had this, you know, I think they had some kind of rituals on the land and they're doing stuff with animals or something.
Oh, that's what I
was picking. Yeah, it was pretty gory. So it was like that influence. They were using the husband's energy to keep doing what they used to do.
Ah.
Yeah, so they were feeding off his energy and they were using him to do this kind of work for them. So they were using his energy to manifest and feed off him. And it changed his whole personality. And it actually caused a lot of financial stress and depression for him too. So he was his whole personality changed. So when these entities take over your home and things, they can actually change the whole personality of a person. So that person becomes somebody totally different, you know. So they're quite powerful. And what happens is over time they create fear and they use the kids' energy as well. So they used to go into the kids' rooms and, you know, obviously frighten them or go into their dream state, their astral state, and scare them. They used to wake up screaming and then the parents would get up and, you know, go and see what's wrong with the children. And the children would be screaming. But, of course, the parents couldn't see. But they did notice cold spots. So what happens is they feed off the children and they become stronger, or the fear factors, and they actually become stronger. So they manifest in your home as a stronger energy and then they kind of take over. So, you know, I had to clear the house and get rid of these energies and everything. But my recommendation was, because the whole estate was kind of infested, so it's really hard to clear the house when the whole estate is kind of, there's things going on in the whole estate. So I actually recommend, sometimes we just can't clear things, but there was also portals going on inside the homes through the kids' bedrooms.
Oh, no.
So I've reduced those and I've put seals on them and everything. They seem to have calmed down, but my recommendation for them was to actually, you know, look into moving somewhere else. But sometimes we just can't clear everything because of the energy of the land. It's retained in the land. And obviously, you know, the neighbours and everything, I can't clear every single house to go in and clear everything. So it kind of sits around them. So, you know, I try my best, but sometimes you can't clear some of these really, like this kind of land energy that's retained on the land. So that was my really interesting case that happened. Well, I'm not sure when it happened, probably last year sometime. But that was a really interesting one with the witches stuff. So we had to go in and, you know, look at why they were doing this and clear the land. And also there was like plants, like a forest area behind them. And that, when I looked through that forest area, I was seeing dark elementals. So there were some dark elementals going on there too.
Could you describe what you mean by dark elemental?
Well, it's like, you know, the energies of the forest or the land, the spirits of the land.
Yes.
Like, you know, we'll get fairies and all those nice things. There's also some darker energies. So when I looked over there, I was seeing these dark faces hiding, you know, in the trees, within the trees. They look like troll-looking things.
Ugh.
They were darker. So I could feel that. I could see the eyes watching me. So what happened was, when this guy, this gentleman was throwing things over the fences or whatever, like, he was acting very strange, okay? It was like from a movie, pretty much, what I was seeing. And what happened was, he was kind of feeding that. So the whole land that the witches owned there was actually contaminated or infested by dark energies. And that included the elemental energies as well of the land. So it was a very interesting case.
How long ago were the witches there? Were they there in modern times, or were they there like 100 years ago?
No, I think when I looked into it, I think it was, they weren't that long ago. They were like more modern witches.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure if the land was inherited as well, like a line, like a generation. So I think it was going on for a while, but it was quite a bit of land. So it would have been, I can't remember. I think it was hundreds of years ago, obviously, but it's like, I think it was like it was passed down through the generations as well. So, you know, it was passed down from family to family, ended up, and then obviously one family obviously sold it, you know, and they developed, you know, townhouses and things on it.
You mentioned that the guy that you were trying to help, he was throwing things over the fence, and in a way it may have been like an offering to these dark entities.
Yes, that's
dark
right.
Elementals. That's right. I wonder if all the rituals and the sordid practices of the witches there over the years had opened something up and let something in.
That's right. I think they did, because there was portals and vortexes through that land as well as in the home. So, and I couldn't obviously go into the forest, but I did see three. I saw three kind of portals when I looked over the fence. I could actually see, I can actually feel them too. So I get drawn into a certain area or drawn to look somewhere. It just pulls me in. And I knew there was, I saw at least three. Now this land went all the way back. It was like this big forest area, but I couldn't obviously go in. It was all fenced up. So I wouldn't walk through there anyway, because I don't know what's there. But it was quite heavy forest area. So I couldn't walk through there, but I could feel at least three vortexes behind that fence. So I think they did. So what they've done is they've obviously sacrificed something to open up these portals, and they've obviously summoned something. So, you know, I mean, this isn't even far out of the city of Melbourne. So it's not that far away from the main, you know, the major city. So, I mean, these things happen. They're kind of everywhere, really. But it's when you get, you know, it's not until you go there and you find that one family is affected, and the family are family of sensitives. So the children are sensitive, the mother was sensitive, and, you know, they're obviously drawn to that psychic energy, and they feed off that psychic energy. So it's a very interesting case.
Have you noticed in areas that are reputed to have been massacre sites of native peoples, if there is like the psychic scarring of the land, the literal bloodlettings onto the land, but there's also a psychic energetic component to when a bloodletting of a major kind occurs at a given locale? Have you ever noticed that in places where there's been reputed to have been the massacre of Aboriginal
people? Yes, I have. And it was while I was living in Queensland on the Gold Coast, and we went to a few places for, obviously, as a tourist attraction and just, you know, riding around, taking the kids everywhere. And there was some places where there was massacres there. And I found that I'd be followed by a lot of Aboriginal spirits that were trying to communicate with me. And I have a lot of respect for them. So I always ask them if can I come on their land, and I send my respects to them. And they do tend to follow me. And they were, like, there was a lot of massacres around certain areas. One of them was near where I used to live in the place. And it was around a water source. And I was seeing Aboriginal spirits, you know, leaning against the tree as I'd go in the driveway. And I'd be like, what is going on here? And it wasn't until, and I was picking up some negative energy, but of course I was so busy with the house and everything, I wasn't really tuning into it. And it wasn't until I spoke to the real estate agent, and I actually asked him, I said, I actually went out and said, I keep seeing Aboriginal spirits. What happened here? And they said that was their main source of water, where they used to do the washing and the cooking, and they got massacred there. Yeah, so it was, so the energy is still retained there. And these poor spirits, I think some of them are kind of stuck or trapped, and they couldn't cross over. So I did work with some of them, and I did cross some of them over. But a lot of them, there's a place near my house where I live here too. There's some spirits there, and I think they actually mine some kind of gateway. But that wasn't a massacre site, not that I know of. But I know it was some Aboriginal land, and I did see when I go past there, I do see Aboriginal spirits, and they kind of lean against the fence, and they're all done up in there, you know, their camouflage gear and their paint and everything.
Yeah.
And they do look at me. That's happened to me a few times when I've passed there. And I did see some kind of a vortex or a portal. So they're guarding something. So there's a lot of different things that I see. But yes, in regards to your question, yes, I do see where there's places where those things have happened. There is an increase in energies and also a lot of vortexes. And you can feel the fingerprints, and it does call in these negative energies. They kind of feed off the negativity.
Yeah, and I don't know how the Aboriginal spirits feel that if they're stuck in this kind of zone, so to speak. I've known of cases where there's been massacres around here, and with the psychic team I was working with at the time, it turned out that there was some kind of powerful demonic monster that was tormenting the spirits of the Aboriginals who've been slain here. So me and my psychic friends, you know, we teamed up, and we kind of got rid of that monster, and it allowed the spirits, the Aboriginal spirits, to have more freedom, if you will, right?
Yes, yes.
And they were quite happy, and they were quite pleased, because apparently the massacre of the Aborigines, it drew this entity in, and it just fed on their psychic, emotional, psychic scarring from what had happened to them in their earth, in their most recent incarnation. So, I mean, I was really pleased to be a part of that, that we were able to free those spirits, essentially. But what was interesting was, and I think you kind of touched on this a moment ago, Sue, in a way, some of these Aboriginal spirits, we got the impression that some of them regard themselves more as earth spirits. So they, rather than move on to the, whatever the next stage of their spiritual journey, some decided to stick around and do what they can to heal the land, which I thought was
pretty yes, cool. Yes, and they're the ones that I've seen around here locally, the ones that were guarding some kind of sacred land. And I saw the vortex there. So they were kind of guarding some vortex and the land. So I think they guard their sacred spots.
That's good. The last thing we need is something accessing it that's less than
that's right,
pure.
That's right.
Now, at the outset, Sue, you talked about something and it really got my attention, how past incarnations, past karma, past injuries to previous incarnations, and also childhood trauma and the like in this incarnation is playing a role in making it easier, let's say, for a lot of these negative marauding entities to come in. And you also said something which I intuitively tuned in on, something about some of these entities being more active around these towers, these like Wi-Fi towers or something. And so I want to get your thoughts on that, because when I first heard about this 5G network rolling out, the first thing I thought, Sue, was they're going to like create some huge rips and rents in the fabric of reality and let even more of these entities in, is the first thing that I thought about. And it'll be jumping into people, you know, without parachutes. So, yeah, tell us about the trauma that brought over from past lives and including this life, and how it's playing a role in this kind of feeding frenzy that these entities are going through.
Okay. Well, I'm also a healer, so I do a lot of multidimensional healing, and I work through the DNA too, and I work through timelines and past lives. So I do find a lot of clients, when they do come to me, they've got all this bad luck. Nothing's going right. Everything's going wrong. And as soon as they come in, I see this darkness around them. Now, a lot of these, I do clear that kind of energy too, on people too. But what I do find is I find markers or tags that are on that are coming through their DNA from past lives and also through the ancestral lines. And a lot of them are coming from the past. Sometimes it's not even their past life, it's coming from the ancestry all the way through, and it's like their DNA is tagged with entity, tagged with some kind of entities or something that's attached to them, and it keeps going through the family lines. And I do find a lot of it, when I go right back to it, because I clear all that stuff, it's got to do with power and land, a lot of it. So power and land are a lot of the main reasons why a lot of people are tagged, and these energies constantly consume, they get passed on. And remember, because we're living in a linear timeline, these things are happening multidimensionally where there's no time. So it's like they're continually, you know, destroying people and families. And I've had clients that have, you know, been suicidal as well, and they've got entity attachments. So, you know, these things are coming forward, and they're feeding off, you know, people, and they're feeding off their weaknesses, you know, their trauma from childhood. They're feeding off those energies. And they're becoming stronger, and to the point where, you know, we've got suicidal. I mean, I've had clients as young as 17, 18, 121-year-old that was suicidal. And I actually did help her clear that energy, and she's moved on with her life really well. And I'm so proud of it. I'm really proud of it. When you see people that come to you in such a mess and you clear these energies, and they just, you know, their lives just changed. And she's been to counselors and psychologists, and she came to see me for a few sessions. She said, her whole life changed. You know, and that's like, I mean, the greatest gift to me as, you know, a healer is to see that. It's to see people's life transform when you lift these curses, energies, dark entities, whatever's around them. And a lot of them are coming from, as I said, from the DNA, from their past lives, from their family lines, from trauma as children as well. A lot of them attached through that. So they're constantly there. And, you know, our auras are so important. They're our shields. And what happens if we have, if people drink too much alcohol, drugs, if there's a lot of stress or illness, our shields become weak. And these entities are just waiting to jump in or to, and especially at the moment, we've got a lot of, there's a big shift happening at the moment. And these entities are waiting. They're triggering anything they can in us, our weaknesses, our traumas or whatever, to stop us from moving forward into this higher vibration. So they're trying to stop us by blocking us, bringing up our traumas and our triggers so we can stay in that, you know, lower frequency or lower energy so we don't move forward with the wave that's coming forward. And I've been seeing a lot of that too. So at the moment, it's a full-on attack by these dark forces.
I suppose it may vary from family tree to family tree, but for example, in the case of the gal that you thankfully helped her get over the suicidal ideations and all that, what did the entity or entities look like to you that were messing with her? And you said that they put hooks in and tags into the DNA. Were there parts of the body like the solar plexus or the heart center that they tried to work on?
Okay, so when I do my work, I see the DNA as a separate thing from the client. So I work on more multidimensional and I see it like that. But she did have it tagged in her. Now, what I did see was I saw these dark shadow beings. Now, sometimes they're caped as well, so you can't see their faces. And they're like hiding, but there's these dark shadowy beings and I see them as these wispy kind of black things, you know, around. And it's like they're like, I call them parasites or an infection. And what it was dealing with her mind, negative thought forms. So it was putting negative thought forms in her head. It was controlling her thoughts. It was making her think that she was, not good enough. It was making her think that, you know, she can't move forward with her life. And she had a lot of trauma from childhood from her father. So obviously a lot of that was coming into play as well. So she must have got, you know, so what happens is they smash us. They make us feel like we're not good enough. And then they feed off that energy because our vibration's low, and then they attack through the shield. So I see them around the shield or behind their shoulder. Sometimes I see them attached to the shoulder, behind the neck. Sometimes they're in front of them. It really depends. But normally the way I see them, as soon as I open my door, I can already see the entities I see the aura as grey or black. So it presents itself in different forms, and they do sometimes attach to the chakras as well. So sometimes I see them attaching through the chakras and I see black spots. So, or I see them attached to parts of their body and I say to them, have you had pains through here and here, or do you have pains here? And they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, because that's where it's attaching, it's getting through. Now, you know, as we become weaker in the way we're thinking and how we think about ourselves, we go into those negative emotions and negative thoughts, and they consume you, and they take over and they put these thoughts in your mind. Next thing you know, you don't want to be here and you want to, you know, go. You don't want to be in this life. So, and also it's a lot of depression and anxiety. They create a lot of anxiety too. So I see so many different things with these energies. I see them in homes. I see them on people. I see them when I go out somewhere, you know, they're taking every opportunity to jump in and start manipulating people's lives and destroying them pretty much. It's a pretty bad world out there, James.
You know? Yeah, it is.
It's really important for us to clear ourselves, you know, make sure that we're aware of these energies, because a lot of the New Age thing is saying, you know, you only attract what you, you know,
yeah, where your frequency nonsense. Is.
And that's not true, you know. I mean, it's just not true, because I sit at a high vibration, a lot of my clients do, but we're actually attacked more, you know,
yes.
Because we're doing the work to clear these energies, and they really don't like me, I know that. So I'm under quite a bit of attack, but I have to be very careful who I let into my circle next around me, because they use people. They can use your family, they use your friends, you know, they use anyone to try and attack you, and they try and attack a lot of the time through the heart chakra.
Yes.
So it's really important to be aware of these energies and make sure you're clearing your aura, that you're protecting yourself as well. So, and a lot of people don't know that. So I actually run workshops on psychic protection and clearing techniques, where I teach people, you know, the symptoms and how to protect yourself and how to clear your energy field. So it's really important. It's something that I think, you know, people just don't know about, and they can actually destroy their lives.
The wireless aspect, especially the rollout of the 5G network, I'd like your insight and any kind of intuitive impressions you get, because the timing of it coming out now, we're seeing like a spike in lack of a better term, mental illness, manifestations of it, the OCD thought loops, this despairing thoughts of hopelessness, what have you. Now they're coming out with the 5G. They're going to put it everywhere. It's going to be blasting out. And you mentioned that you felt there was a connection between at least some of these parasitic beings that malignly influence people and the energy beamed out by the towers. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so the one I investigated on was, well, as soon as I drove down that street, I felt like there was pressure in my head. I felt like my skull was being crushed. So I've gone, what is going on here? And, of course, I saw the towers, and I'm thinking, it must be those towers. It must be those, and the power lines and everything. And when I got into the house, I felt this, this feeling of just heaviness, like despair, depression. And I walked into the house and I said to the, because there was a, she was quite young, she was probably 20 something. And I said to her, are you getting all these symptoms? And she said, yes. She can't sleep at night. You know, she's getting the suicidal thoughts. She's getting the, just pretty much what you've said, what you've just mentioned. So, I mean, if that's happening with these towers, can you imagine what's going to happen with those other towers? And what I'm finding is that there's, I've got to tell you what happened at this house too. It caused a time rift.
Oh,
it caused
wow.
some kind of, yes. So what happened was, in this house, when I actually went in there, I found that the front of their house was like a different dimension. It sounds crazy, right? It was like a different dimension than the back of the house. So what I found was there was a spirit in there that was creating in her dimension her own house. It sounds crazy. It was an older woman. And what happened was I found out that she thought that the husband in the house was her son and she wouldn't let go. She was holding on to him. So obviously, the energies that are coming around those towers become more powerful. Now, the funny thing was, too, this was a really interesting thing. When I walked into the front of the house, I heard a clock ticking, ticking. And I said to the lady, do you have a clock here? Like, if it's pretty loud, I can hear the clock. And she's like, no, we don't have a clock. Anyway, so what happened later on, the husband got home, and I'm talking to him for a little bit, and he goes, oh, I keep hearing this clock when I'm trying to sleep. And I've gone, what did you just say? And he said to me, I keep hearing a clock. And I've gone, are you kidding me? I said, that's what I heard. And I asked your wife, do you have a clock? And she said, no. And he goes, that's what I hear when I go to bed at night. And what happened was that this spirit that was obviously gaining more energy by the towers, okay, was actually making the whole front of the house like a different dimension. And she obviously had a clock, you know, and he could hear it, especially when he's going to sleep. So I can imagine it causes some kind of time rift, time loop, like negative thoughts. And what also happens with these energies too, they become really strong and they try to come to me for a clearing or, you know, for work to remove them. And a lot of the times these entities start putting thoughts in these people's heads to say that I'm bad, not to go and see me, to keep away from me. So they try and convince them that I'm the bad guy and so they don't get work on themselves. So they keep feeding off them. So I can just imagine with these towers it's going to be happening. I think I'm going to have an increase, obviously, in problems in homes and things and also in people. So I do feel it's going to have a negative effect.
When you come across and work with people with these OCD thought loops, runaway thoughts, intrusive thoughts, is there anything you can see in their auric field or in the body which you see a pattern when it comes to people with those OCD thought issues? If is there something in a part of their anatomy or their energy body which needs to be yanked or pulled out?
Okay, yeah, I do. I actually do. What do I call them? They're like loops. So I break the loops and I remove the energies. So I see them as the dark energy. Sometimes they're spots. Sometimes they're marks in their body. So it's like I see black dots. That's what I see. And then I see something in their neural pathways in their brains too. It's like their neural pathways or something in their brain is like stuck somewhere. It's going through like a cycle and it's not moving. So it's like I have to clear and remove and reconnect energetically those pathways. And yeah, so I do actually see it. And normally these people are the ones with the darker auras. So I can already see there's a problem going on. And you know what I have seen? What I have seen actually lately is this thing. It looks like it's like this long arm-looking thing, right? It's like this octopus-looking thing.
Ugh.
I've seen that too, and I've seen things attached to people's necks, attached like encompassing the whole auric field, like a cocoon as well. Yeah, and what also happens is they block the crown chakra.
When our crown chakra
is blocked, or the top of our heads, we can't connect to it like your higher self, and you can't connect to the source field or, you know, those creative energies that give you the guidance and the clarity. And I find that a lot of these people that are really confused have got blockages above their heads, and they become really confused and they have these thoughts. So there's a whole lot of different things. But, yeah, I do see a few patterns in that. I do. And a lot of it's through those neural pathways and the blockages on top of the crown, and also the black dots and spots that I see, like especially through the chakras or through the energy lines, the meridian lines or something. I do see it going through there too. And I see that things look like etheric implants and things too.
Where do the etheric implants tend to be lodged?
Let's see. Mostly around the head area. I see them around the head. It's like they're around there. Sometimes they're around their auric field, like in their aura. Sometimes uh-huh. they're on their bodies too. It's like when I see it, it's like most of it is around the shoulders, the neck, around the head. So I'm trying to think back now where I've seen it. Around their auric field too, like in their aura. So there's all different types that I've seen. Sometimes they're in their through their chakras as well, like in their lower body, through this, you know, through the tummy area, the solar plexus, sometimes around the heart chakra. There's all different ones that I've seen. Sometimes down the arm as well. And sometimes the eye, believe it or not. Sometimes I see weird things around the eyes.
Have you ever worked with women that have eating disorders like bulimia or anorexia?
And yes, I have. Yes.
What have you noticed in their auric fields and in their energy bodies and their physical bodies, which makes them, for example, you look at them, you see a slim, malnourished person. They look in the mm-hmm. mirror, they see a fat body. I hate to use that term, but that's what they think. They look in mm-hmm. there and they, and the intrusive thoughts from these entities, you're fat, you're fat, you're fat. No one's like you. Now, what do you see when you look at them?
Well, I see that there's different reasons why people have, you know, these disorders, okay? Sometimes it's got to do with their childhood. So obviously it's a trauma or something based from their childhood. Sometimes it's obviously an entity attachment or some kind of influence that is around them. And I do mostly see around the hair. That's what I was saying to you. A lot of it's around the head, and it's like it hangs around the head area, the crown area a lot, and through those neural pathways. It's like they manipulate these neural pathways, put them through some cycle, but there's also energies around them that make them think that. So they're projecting thoughts, because when they start projecting those thoughts, people obviously don't feel good about themselves, which causes all those negative emotions, which then they feed on. So they're constantly trying to find food, these entities, because they're hungry. That's what they live off. They survive off our negative energy. And they hate the love frequency, that's for sure. So they hate it. So the best thing to do is go with the love frequency, but and to keep yourself really high. But I do see patterns, and I do see them around the head area. As I said before, some of it's trauma from childhood, so we've got to determine what's what. But I see it when I go through and I start going into my clients and having a look at their energy bodies and everything. I do see it, and through the DNA. So I kind of intuitively know what's going on with them. But yeah, when I do see the ones that I've seen the eating disorders on, the main ones I've seen the eating disorders on have been from childhood, but I have had energies around that have been influencing and like telling them, you know, that they're fat, they're this, they're that, but they're all these energies. I call them the tricksters. So they're the energies that they're like the tricksters or the jokers that play with people. So it's really important when we do connect, you know, with our angels and everything, to make sure that, you know, who you're connecting with, and you ask for the energies from the light only, or the energies for your highest good, not just any energy that comes forward, you know, because there's a lot of tricksters there.
The past life issues that you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. where it seems like some of the things that have plagued them in this life, plague is probably too strong of a word, but have caused challenges for some of your clients mm-hmm. from past lives. Now, have you seen any patterns of that? Was it due to like trauma, like an injury or a war wound? And you also mentioned that these entities tend to tag on in bloodlines and ancestral bloodlines. Mm-hmm. So could you tell us a bit about what you've observed in the past life aspect and how it's playing out now.
Okay. With the past life aspect, there's cycles. So what we do is we're going through these cycles every lifetime, and they kind of play out every couple of lives, these same cycles of energy. And I feel that a lot of our purpose is, and particularly this lifetime of the clients I've worked with, is to remove those cycles and break yes. those cycles, okay? So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect's coming from the obviously the tagging or the marking through the DNA or through the family generational lines. That one's a different one. That one has got to do with the past in regards to obviously rituals or something that they've done for power. And those come forward in a way where people go and turn to alcohol, they turn to drugs, they have, really their lives are quite negative. So there's two kind of things going on here. There's the cycles and then there's the entity attachments. So that's what I've been seeing. And with the cycles, we have to clear the cycles, release the trauma. They normally come from trauma or, heartbreak, traumas, passing kind of violently as well. So there's all different things. And also playing with dark energies. When I go to a lot of people's past lives, I do see playing with dark energies for power. Because in those days, obviously, power was really important because, it's still, people are still trying to get power now. But in those days, they were summoning these dark energies, doing these rituals and, for power and for land. A lot of it's based on land. So that's what I've been finding.
That's a theme that comes up. And I've thought about that too, how certain regions in the world, they just seem to be riven by warfare and strife constantly and, mm-hmm. and plagues and droughts and famine, and it just certain areas are just hammered over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. It's like bad luck, isn't it? It's like bad luck follows them. That's what it looks like. And, some people get so desperate. It's like everywhere they turn, nothing works for them. And they get into this despair and depression, and it's like, everything I do, so nothing's working. And what I do see is I see blocks. So when I look at people's auras, I see like bricks. So that tells me that there's like blocks. These blocks are created around them. And the energy that's trying to come forward, the universal energy and the flow of the universe, they're blocking themselves from receiving it. They're only getting it in little drips. So we have to clear the blockages, and I have to find out what the blockages are. So, and a lot of it does lead to the past lives and the traumas and the DNA. So it all links to that. And this is why a lot of these people go and see therapists and everything, but nothing really works for them because it's energetic. So, when it's energetic, those things don't work.
They're basing it on a wrong model anyway, right? And
that's
then
right.
They try
right.
to tackle it from the standpoint of a wrong model. You made another key point also about how so much of the emphasis from what you've observed of these parasitic beings has to do with the head, the neurology, and what have you. We talk a lot on the show about not getting too far into our headspace and becoming disembodied as a result. Mm-hmm. Where some people get so caught up in, ascension and doing this and doing that, mm-hmm. all these new agey things that they forget that they're here to be embodied and to mm-hmm. anchor higher frequencies, transfer it to the Mother Earth. Instead, they're like bouncing along the ceilings because they're so focused on ascensions, they're so focused on leaving the planet, right? Mm. And what happens, I feel, is they get into the headspace and that becomes a happy hunting ground for these entities.
Yes, yes.
One thing I've also noticed, Sue, is I don't know if there's a particular entity or a parasitic entity that works with this in particular, but there's so many people these days that are just paralyzed by indecision. They can't move forward. They think they're control freaks by wanting to retain control, but they're really not in control. And so mm-hmm. they don't take any chances. They don't do anything. They try to stay in a very rigid kind of lifestyle, no deviation, no spontaneity, no nothing. And they live these drab, boring, fear-filled lives because they think that any misstep and some calamity is going to befall them,
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I do have, there's a lot of that going on. And it is what I see. A lot of that, as I said to you before, there's blockages above the crown.
Yes.
So it's like that. And also I see blockages under the feet. So the light or the energy is supposed to come from the top of the head, go right through those chakras all the way down and ground you here. Now, when we don't feel grounded and we don't connect to ourselves and our, the source, we feel stuck and blocked, right? So there's this energy that's constantly accumulating and it brings up the fear and we're just absorbing all the, the masses, the topics, that are going on. Someone died here and someone did that and someone did that. And we're feeding in that. And these energies, feed off that. So they want you to keep, you know, going into those thoughts because they create negative energy and they feed them. Now, what I have found is that the people that come to see me that are like that, exactly what you described, they have either blockages or they've got that, this black, I see it as a black, thick thing on top of their head. So I'm not sure. It's like, to me, it's this black energy. It's like tar.
Oh, I've heard of that too.
It's like this black tar above their heads and it totally blocks them and it causes confusion, it causes fear, negative thought forms, it causes them not to move forward because, you know, they're too scared. It's this fear and these energies feed off fear. So I'm not sure how it all works. I haven't worked it out yet, but I do see these thick, I'm not sure if it's an entity or what it is, but it's something, this thick black stuff, and I see it underneath the feet too. So it's blocking us from connecting with our higher selves and also stopping us from grounding. So we're kind of walking around this cocoon of stress and fear and we can't move forward.
Yes.
And this is what I clear. So I clear the energy and it allows people to, it's like this cocoon to me. I've seen it like a cocoon. It's like this cocoon's around them. It's all black and it blocks everything. You know, so there's obviously something energetic going on that is creating this kind of thing that is blocking people. And it's not coming from them. It's coming from an external source.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, the blockages can be coming from them, but they're the brick ones that I see. But the ones above the head, that thick stuff, that's something else. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting because, yeah, there is something definitely going on. They want us to stay in this state of fear where they can control us. They don't want our consciousness to go up to these higher levels. And then sometimes people think that they're rising up, they're ascending, but they're really not. It's like this illusion or a program. Because the only way that we can ascend or go up to those higher frequencies is by dealing with our, you know, our shadow selves, our, you know, past life traumas, our cycles, the repetitive cycles that we keep going through, you know, not releasing, not healing properly. And that's the only way. It's like you have to remove the baggage that you're holding on to go up to a higher frequency and allow more light into your body. And also, this is what I also see. I'll go down into the molecular levels too because I've had the science background as well. But when I go into my clearing thing, I clear people's auric fields and I see the cells in people's bodies. I see them with this thick black layer as well. So it's like the light can't get into their cells. It's not activating them.
What I've heard, Sue, from other healers who utilize their own modalities that they're accustomed to, they talk sometimes about how it's important for the person who's being healed, being cleared of these entities, of these energies, of these ethereal implants, to be mindful that if they don't continue the clearing process on their own, these entities, these attachments, these ethereal implants can come back. And sometimes come back twice or three times or more times stronger than they were previously before the healing. Have you ever observed that either in a person that you had worked, cleared of these archons and parasites, what have you? And have you ever seen that in a house where you clear it, but because the people living there aren't mindful, maybe they carry on the same behaviors or whatever, and then the stuff comes right back? Have you ever seen that before?
I have seen it in a few people, but excuse me, James. I have seen it in a few people, but what I actually do when I do my work is I make sure I educate them. So I will explain to them about why it's happening and how important it is to keep clearing and have an awareness of these energies and entities. And to have, there's certain symptoms that come along with that and certain behaviors. As soon as your vibration drops and you've gone into a lot of negative energy, like, you know, you're feeling sad, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling stressed, you have to have the awareness that when that happens, these energies or entities, a lot of them are coming through negative thought forms or some kind of thought forms. They actually come into your mind and they start making you feel even worse about yourself.
Oh,
so you
yes.
get to a certain vibration with these other energies then, ones you're talking about, parasites and all those other things, can come in and reinfect. So it's all about the awareness about how the vibration works and how we think and how we act affects us. And, I mean, if people are continually doing the same things over and over again, those energies and entities will come back. And what I have noticed, which is really interesting, sometimes the people will make a tremendous effort to come and see me because they know something's going on. This is about this is including house clearings and clearings on people where they're aware that something's going on and they want to come and get help, or they want me to come out and get help. But what happens is these energies start to put thoughts in their head, which makes them cancel the session.
Okay.
So they cancel the session and they make it sound like I'm the bad person and they shouldn't come and see me. So they use these different techniques to keep away from me or from the clearing session. So there's a few different things that are going on. And what I try and do is educate them in regards to, you know, what they need to look out for, how these energies are attaching to them, how their behaviors have to change. And also through the clearing techniques, we have to start removing the baggage that people are holding on to, which is, I call it the trapped emotion through the body. So the energy body. So we're holding those trapped emotions and they also attract these negative energies. So, and in the houses, I have seen when I've cleared stuff, sometimes the vortex is reopened, but in a different area of the house, especially if they're land vortexes or land portals. So there's different, I mean, there's a lot of different reasons that does happen. But what I try and do the most is educate my clients and understanding that they do have to have protection techniques. I do talk about those with them so they understand, have an understanding. But also when we start clearing the energies, they become more connected to their higher selves. So their higher selves start to step in more and their awareness becomes better in regards to these entities and energies that are trying to attack them. And what I have noticed with my clients, they'll ring me up and they'll say, oh, Sue, you know, something's going on. I feel something's attacking me. They have more of an awareness, which is really interesting after these clearing sessions. So that's what I have noticed. I'm not sure if that's answered your question, James, but
yes.
There's so many different variables in this question. And it's very, so what I try and do the most is obviously educate the clients as well, and educate when I go and, you know, do house clearings. I make them aware and I teach them about the symptoms and, you know, just triggers and symptoms and different things to look out for. And that's why I do run a workshop on psychic clearing techniques and protection techniques as well, to help people become more aware that these energies do exist. And they're everywhere and they're just waiting for us to fall into a more negative vibration to attack.
In the time we got left in the first segment, Sue, I'd like you to comment on the following. What I've observed sometimes is how these parasitic archontic entities can manipulate and create discord and acrimony in a family dynamic between partners, between parents or a parent and a child, a teenager, family members. And if you have ever seen that dynamic at work, and you almost have to turn into a kind of a therapist or a counselor in a way, because I imagine at some level you would have to kind of coach these people. Okay, look, you've been around each other so long, subconsciously, you know each other's hot buttons to push to like the negative reaction out of one another. But see, there's another supernatural dynamic overlay. How would you deal with that situation, that kind of scenario?
Yes, I have seen that a lot, James. What happens is there's normally a weakness in each of us. We have a weakness and a trigger. And these entities and energies, they will try and find that button. And they will tend to go for the weakest person in the family. So the one that's going through stress, the one that's having more issues at the time, and they will use and manipulate that person to kind of attack the other person through triggers, through sometimes it's an illusion. They create an illusion to make it look like something, but it's actually for the other person to think something, which triggers the weakness, which then they think that something's going on, but it's actually not. So they use all these different tactics, and I have seen it, and especially with children as well. Children are sometimes, especially teenage children, they tend to use them more often to create havoc and to create fighting. And what the ultimate agenda is, they dislike love. So they will want to break up these energies. When I say they, these energies want to break up these love connections. And they stir up trouble to create negativity in the household, fighting, you know, all the kind of negative behaviors. And what they do then is they feed off that. They feed off that energy, which then allows them to become stronger. And the people in the house become weaker, and it kind of rips families apart. It can rip families apart, cause, you know, domestic violence, fighting, just anything that's negative. They feed off the energy of that. So what I would do is I normally, I mean, when I do, just say if I do a reading, a psychic reading on someone, because I also do the psychic work, I see, because I'll see into the house, a kind of remote view into the house, and I see what's going on. I'll get shown. And then around the people too, I'll just say something's going on with the sun. He's obviously being used to create a lot of problems. So what I do as well, I work with teenagers too. So I've worked with a lot of teenagers that have been had suicidal thoughts, are suffering depression and anxiety. So again, it's a really big kind of question and a lot of different ways you can answer it. And I live a lot of different ways that, that it affects people and families. But yes, I have seen it a lot. And the main thing of these energies and entities is to break people apart and to disrupt the frequency of love, to put it into the negative frequencies where they feed and then they take control. And that's what their ultimate agenda is, that I can see with these energies when I will do my work.
Because if they break up a formerly harmonious family or harmonious partnership between a loving couple, they get like a double bonus. They get to feed off all the negative loosh and the high emotion. And then it breaks up the family. It breaks up the partnership. The couple go their separate ways. And then they can insert other manipulated people and repeat the whole dynamic, you know?
That's right. That's right. And that's what they do. They dislike love. So they want to break apart the love connections, the love frequencies, the harmony. They want to create chaos. So it's really important. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, you know, we have showers every day. We put clean clothes on every day. But not many people are aware that we have to clean our energy and we have to clean the energy in the house as well, because there's so much, you know, energy that accumulates in our house when we go out, when we come back home, we bring things in, things come into our house. Depends where we're living as well. There could be a high energy place. Like sometimes people live near hospitals or aged care facilities, things like that, where there's a lot of, and those places in themselves attract a lot of these, I call them the soul catchers or the
dust. Yes.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff comes into the house. But people don't realize that we need to clear not only ourselves, but also where we live. So, you know, I mean, because that creates a lot of havoc. Because when I tune into people as well, when they come to me for readings, sometimes I see that their house is full of this black, thick fog. And I say to them, you know, if things been really slow in the house, like in the household in regards to finances, a lot of health issues, these type of energies create health issues as well. They affect people's health, mental health and physical health and emotional health. They just affect people in so many different ways. And one of my things that I do is obviously educate people about it. And I do these workshops as well. So I'm trying to make people more aware that, you know, it's not all love and light. You know, that it's great to be just love and light, but there's so many of these energies that are sitting in the background waiting to attack, waiting to have a feed and waiting to destroy harmonious families and relationships, and also children too that are very naive, you know, the teenagers especially, trying to get them into drugs, alcohol, you know, really negative bad behaviors.
Yeah, you get them into the occult.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we've reached the end of a fascinating first segment, Sue. For the benefit of our listeners, could you give them a means to contact you in case they'd like, you know, to avail themselves of your services?
Oh, thanks, James. The best place to contact me is probably through Facebook under Sue Plavatich, Psychic Medium. If you look up that, you should be able to find me.
And how do you spell your surname?
It's Splavetic.
And you've been listening to Sue Plavatich talk about her career as a psychic intuitive, a house clearer, and someone who helps families and individuals of unwanted entity and ethereal energetic attachments. You've been listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up, and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.